Have you wondered what you should tell yourself in the evening to feel a little calmer? Have you wondered what you should think or not think about at bedtime so sleep happens a little easier? Well, if so, this video is perfect for you. And by the way, if you're thinking, oh, Coach Daniel is just going to say there are no ideal thoughts, there is no perfect thing we should say to ourselves, not this time. Things are going to be a little different today because we're going to introduce a brand new concept, which is called tangibility. Super excited to share this with you. I hope that you'll find it really, really helpful. Now, again, we're going to talk about questions like this. What can I tell myself in the evening? And you're going to see why, this one is particularly, apt in the context of tangibility. But before we jump into the context, a little bit of an announcement here, some price changes so that nobody's surprised. Next Monday, in a week from today, the call with me is going to go from $249 to $389. The call with Michelle is going to go from $149 to $229. And the Insomnia Immunity Program is going to go from $259 to $529 per month. And this is all really aligned with what I shared a couple of weeks ago when we also did a price change, that my initial thinking when it came to both bedtime and Insomnia Immunity Program and our work in general was that we're going to have reach a lot of people at relatively low prices. But I'm realizing that, you often need quite a lot of help, handholding, guidance. And, from the coach's perspective, you also want a student who is motivated and ready to do some inner work. So, the kind of model is shifting from fewer students to the coaches, kind of that ratio. But I think it's results that matters. And I think where things are going, I think, we're really going to see amazing results, which we already have, but even more amazing results. And, for anyone who is thinking, who's oh, this is difficult for me. Well, guess what? We have no secrets here. Everything we know, we share here in Insomnia Insight episodes like this one, and in open classes, recovery QA episodes, etc. So that often is all you need as well. So, anyways, with that said, we are going to talk about, of course, tangibility today. And just a refresher here, particularly. If you've been here a long time, you know this, but if you're new, a sleep effort is anything we do intended to make ourselves sleep. And because sleep is a passive process, sleep efforts really lead to more struggle sleeping. The more we try, the harder it gets. Now, here's the thing. There are, in fact, three types of sleep efforts. And this is something I learned from Coach Alina. She's been teaching, not so much, I think, but a little bit about this. And I picked up on this and I was like, this is amazing. So we got to talk more about this. But basically, she saw that there are different types of sleep efforts, three types. And the first one is what we call a tangible sleep effort. And these are the most obvious ones. This is basically where there is a tangible element, something you can hold on to, something you can touch and feel, all right? So this type of sleep effort is something like a supplement, like that melatonin pill, or sleepy time tea. It is a liquid. It's herbs, right? Or blackout curtains. This is something tangible and quite obvious. As soon as we start learning about sleep efforts, we can easily identify aha, I'm doing this to make myself sleep. This is a sleep effort and it is a tangible one. So that's the first type out of three. Now, the second one is a little bit less obvious. So therefore, we call these semi-tangible. So what are these semi-tangible sleep efforts? Well, these are things like yoga, exercise, meditation. If we think about exercise, for example, it's not like it necessarily requires something tangible, but it kind of does, We sort of need shoes or something to wear, right? So there's a component of something tangible, but the exercise itself is not tangible. It's similar with meditation, yoga, and things of this nature. They are semi-tangible. But again, when the intent is to make ourselves sleep by doing them, we have a sleep effort. So somewhat less obvious are the semi-tangible. And now we come to the most sneaky ones. The least obvious sleep efforts are intangible. These are the intangible sleep efforts. And this is, for example, trying to think or not to think about something, basically having mind control or finding the exact right words to tell ourselves so that we get into like the right state of mind. This is basically attempts at controlling our minds, and this is completely intangible. You know, somebody from the outside cannot see it at all. It just happens completely in our minds. But when we try to think of something to make ourselves calm to sleep, that's a sleep effort. When we try to not think about something with the same intent and purpose, that is also a sleep effort. Now, here's the thing. There is a typical progression when it comes to the tangibility of sleep efforts. Typically, we go from a tangible to semi-tangible to intangible. You know, the most obvious thing often is reaching for, you know, something tangible, like the magnesium, the melatonin, something like that, right? And when we find, like we always do, that sleep efforts don't produce sleep, they're not, you know, they're not what leads to peaceful sleep, then typically we go to the semi-tangible things, like, oh, I'm going to try meditation or yoga or exercise, something like that. And then finally go to the intangible ones, which is like, okay, I got to like think the right things and things of that nature. Now, here's another thing now, which is that the typical progression, not only when it comes to kind of creating sleep efforts, but leaving them, the typical progression of leaving. Oh, I see now as we're speaking here that I have to edit this live here. There we go. The typical progressions are about that. Of leaving sleep efforts are the same. That also goes from tangible to semi-tangible to intangible. So when you start learning about sleep efforts and see, aha, sleep efforts, you know, these are not helping me. These are actually creating more struggle for me. Then the most obvious ones are like the supplements, for example. And it becomes like often the first thing we leave. And then we see like, okay, oh, well, this is also sleep effort, like my exercises, which then doesn't necessarily, you know, doesn't mean we need to actually stop that. We can just change our intent and we can see like, oh, I'm going to exercise, but just because I feel like it. And when the intent changes, the effort is gone as well. But then finally, the ones that we often don't see are the intangible, or often we see them, you know, it takes a while to see them because they're kind of hidden, you know, they're kind of sneaky. And in fact, this happened last week. I had a client who asked me the very question we talked about in the intro here, which was like, what should I like tell myself in the evening so I get into the right mind space and so I can sleep? And I actually, for the first time in coaching, I used this teaching. I was like, I talked to the client about like tangible, semi-tangible. And even before I said intangible, she already saw it. And then she was like, aha. She was like, I haven't thought about it this way, but now I see it. These things also become sleep efforts. So here's the thing. When we see all this, we see that like looking for the right phrase or looking for the right thing to tell ourselves, or trying to not think of something, trying to think of something. These are really intangible sleep efforts, but sleep effort nonetheless. And of course, the question then becomes, well, how do I stop myself from trying to think of something and trying not to think about something? Well, you know, if we try to stop ourselves from creating intangible sleep efforts, we're again engaged in efforts. So really, awareness is change. Just seeing this, understanding the big picture, it leads automatically to where we want to be. It automatically leads to changes that then lead to less effort and more peaceful sleep. Let me know what you thought about this brand new concept of tangibility. I hope you'll find it helpful and see it as a practical insight. And if you do, when things are going your way and you're find yourself arriving where you want to be, that is wonderful. But as always, if you find that you're not quite there, things are a bit tricky, you'd like some more guidance, support, help on your path to where you want to be, then definitely head over to our website, check out our coaching options. And if you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the inside. With that said, I wish you a nice rest of your day, night, whatever it is where you are, and look forward to seeing you as soon again. Bye for now.